B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mamie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
Last time we went to this really cool place called the Charlotte Beer Garden that just opened. Except you didn't make it, Loren, because I guess you're pregnant and not drinking?
Yeah, I actually went to a different event, but...
I saw you with Miss South Carolina.
Yeah, Miss South Carolina, Mrs. South Carolina International, I believe she was. But it was like a rebranding of a salon. So I went, and not like a full salon, like a blowout salon. So
did you say Mrs. South Carolina International?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
There's like all these different pageant.
Right, everyone gets a crown.
Systems.
Okay. I thought that was just, the states and then America.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. There's all kinds. There's like continental, international, continental. U.S.
continental.
Did U.S.
You know continental breakfast.
That Loren is Miss Kiss 95.1 parking spot, third parking spot
that's
in.
That's right.
In the parking deck.
Somebody parked in my spot this morning. Somebody's stepping on my dress.
Loren, Roy mentioned something about Loren's hair quick.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, looks really good.
Thanks.
She looks like you added color and curls.
I didn't get it colored. Oh. I just had it blown out last night.
Oh.
Anyway, my
is
day
it blowout just a hair dryer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I know that because I said the same thing to my wife when she said she was going one day. I was like, to get a cut and color too? No, just a blowout. I said, we have a hair dryer upstairs in the bathroom, and I have this thing called electricity in the house.
It is so different. And if I could pay somebody to wash and dry my hair like 3 times a week, I would. Like, if I could afford that, I would have that done.
Would you ever
go
to a
blowout washing
place?
My hair.
Producer Nicole?
Heck yeah. Have you seen my hair? It's like a mane.
You do have a long hair.
Like, and that's literally the reason why I got this haircut 5 years ago, is so I could have it. Excuse me. So I could have a hairstyle without having to style my hair. Because before this, whenever I would go out, because like I have an undercut now, I would have to blow dry my hair, straighten my hair, and then proceed to keep it straight in North Carolina weather.
Can I just say, I can never imagine what your next hairstyle would be.
I know, me neither.
Like, Loren wants me to cut it so bad.
I don't want you to get rid of the undercut. I just want you to cut the length of your hair.
Should I?
But I mean, at some point, she's going to step away from the undercut, right? Like, at some point.
Well, why? No, because here...
Grow out of it.
Here's a signature look.
But here's the problem with the undercut is because of how long and thick my hair is, to get my undercut to be long enough to put up in a bun or a ponytail like I have the rest of my hair, 2 years.
Oh.
And do you know how busted I will look for 2 years having just the hair sticking out of my head?
You could take prenatal vitamins and your hair would grow faster.
I'm pretty sure that prenatal vitamins have already been sent to me.
So day and 30 seconds, Mamie, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say last night, so we went to this beer garden place, Loren, and we'll have to talk about it later on in the show because we don't have enough time, but Roy had not one but two awkward interactions within an hour. And I love Roy to death, and I love when I go out with him. I had a good time.
And I don't really feel like it was too much my fault. It just happened.
I can't wait.
I know one was a weird comment he made to someone.
Shocker.
And then the other was like a goodbye that went wrong.
I just want to say the other person had like 50% guilt there.
Okay.
Okay. My day at 30 seconds, I was speaking at York Prep yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's been a while since I've been in a high school. And one thing that caught me off guard is the tones that go off. And I was trying to tell the students, I was like, you know, at no other point in your adult life are you going to be in a building and just a tone goes off. Like
like bells? Like tell the kids to change
classes?
Well,
it's not a bell anymore. It's just a boo.
Oh.
And so I'm sitting there and I hear that and I'm like, oh, God, it's a fire alarm. of course, when I'm here, it's a fire alarm. But no, it's just that's their tones to move around.
Right.
And so it threw me off, which is, you know, pretty cool. Plus, it was a campus with multiple buildings. I went to their own building. I was at some gymnasium first, totally lost at this place. But I made it through, and we had a good time. I talked to a lot of students yesterday.
If I was at that school, I would just keep hitting the bell to make the students move from one classroom to the next.
Musical chairs at the classrooms.
How about you, Rand? Was your day just hanging out at that bar last night, the blowout bar?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm trying to get together, like, the last minute. I guess construction is going to start in my house decently soon. So now I'm in a mass hunt for certain items that I need to order that take a while to come in. But construction's supposed to start in like 2 weeks, so I'm on the phone with people seeing if I can get like rush delivery, drop shipped stuff to my house.
What are you doing? What's the construction project?
She's gutting it and restarting from the scratch.
No. So we have one bathroom all the way upstairs that was not redone when the rest of the house was redone, so it's really old. And it's in Dallas's man room, so we're redoing that. And then we are also doing our laundry room downstairs. We want to stack our washer and dryer because our room's pretty small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, sounds like we're off to a great Wednesday show. We got a ton to get to. We have your weekend tickets at 6:50 this morning. Your shot to go see The Weeknd, who's coming this July right here to Charlotte, okay? We'll get into that. Plus, I got to talk about how I forced my favorite TV show on Nicole and her roommate girlfriend, Kylie. And one of the two fell asleep. And the other one didn't even look up from their phone.
I'm also going to tell you about my international trip nightmare that I still, by the way, don't know if it's fixed. So we're going to talk about that.
I know. We got to get into all that. All right. Lots to do today. Hang with us all day today. Would you please? It's a Wednesday show with your friends, MRL.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Don't forget your weekend tickets coming up in just about 30 minutes from now, around 6:50 this morning. Do you guys want to play a game? Maybe we should get someone on the phone to play early this morning, too.
Do you want to play?
Give us a phone call now, 704-570-9595. No prize, just prize.
Yeah. Just fun. Lorraine, it's a little game called Hair Product or Not.
Ooh.
I will give you, Roy, and a caller a name, and you tell me if it's a hair product or not.
I feel like I'll probably be pretty good at this game because there are lots of, like, Bedhead has, like, a whole line where they call things weird, you know, items.
All right, I'll give you one right now. Let's see how good you are before we even play. Dippity-Doo, is that a real hair product or a fake hair product?
Sure is. It's a real hair product.
You're really? Right.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be good at this game.
Dippity Doo.
Yep. It's a hair gel, right?
You don't use it?
Yeah, it's a hair gel. When there was the marketing meeting on what we should call the product, who the hell recommended Dippity Doo?
You know how I know
Lorraine,
that?
If you ask me, she sounded very, very excited about knowing that.
Dippity Doo has been around forever. Like, when we used to wet scrunch our hair in, like, the 90s and early 2000s, you'd use Dippity Doo.
All right. Well, Allison and Charlotte's going to play with you guys. We're going to play Hair Product or Not game coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so we're going to play, is it a hair product or not? Dippity Doodah is evidently a...
No,
it's just Dippity Doo.
Just Dippity Doo.
Excuse me. Dippity Doo is evidently a hair product, and Lorraine knew that, so I think we're going to get creamed, Allison and Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
There's no way we're going to be able to beat that.
Well, we don't know anything about Allison yet, Roy. Maybe she is a hairdresser or somebody that works in the business that might know. Is that true, Allison?
That's not.
Oh, you guys are screwed.
We're screwed, yeah.
No, but I love hair products. I love to do my hair. All my girlfriends love to do hair, so I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Tiz No Frizz. Is Tiz No Frizz Gel a hair product or not?
I can see that commercial. I'm going to vote yes. Tiz No Frizz.
All right. Allison, what do you say?
No.
Allison says no. Loren, Tiz No Frizz Gel. Is that a hair product or not?
I'm going to say, well, see, you're throwing me off. I would originally say no, but now you're saying gel with it.
I was going to say yes, but Tiz, who says that? No.
Who says Dippity Doo?
I'm going to say no, it's not.
Anybody say yes?
Roy did.
I did.
You're correct, Roy.
Yeah, Tiz No Frizz. New by L'Oreal.
How about Erect Connect?
No.
Oh my God.
No. I don't
even I shouldn't even have to answer that.
Oh, that one's out of the realm now, right?
Can a marketing company even get that passed? Like, I don't know.
It's the new gel that sticks your hair up.
Erect Connect, it's in a blue bottle. You are all correct. That is not a hair product.
It's in a blue bottle.
How about Stiff Stuff?
Yes.
What? Erect Connect was no, but Stiff Stuff's a yes?
Hair product or not, Stiff Stuff. Loren says yes.
There's no way Stiff
Roy
Stuff.
Roy says no. Allison?
What is it?
Stiff Stuff?
Say it one more time.
Stiff Stuff.
Oh, God.
If you say it too many more times, the FCC is going to stop us.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, well,
Allison, this is not like.
What did everyone else say?
Roy said no. Loren said yes. Allison says?
Roy says yes. Allison says yes.
You said no.
I said no.
Oh, okay. Well, man, yes.
Okay, yes. The yeses are right.
Yes.
It is an actual product. Stiff Stuff. All right, couple more. How about Moose Aboose?
Oh, no.
Oh, Sam, I could see that. I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
Yeah, it is a no.
Oh, really?
Ooh, Allison got that one right. That is a fake one. Real hair product or not game? Let's see. Hair gum pomade.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to vote yes.
I mean, you guys are all right. Nice. Let's see. Follic Frolic.
Follic Frolic?
Which just sounds like that's how I was born, when my parents were doing some Follic Frolicking.
I'm going to say no.
Well, no. Okay, Allison says no. I'm going to say some Stiff Stuff was a yes. I'm going to vote yes on Follic Frolic.
Follic Frolic is not a hair product.
Oh my gosh.
All right, last one. High and Mighty Gel. Hair product or not? High and Mighty Gel.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're all right. Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
All right. Congratulations. You're actually going to get all the non-real hair products. Allison.
Thank you.
Enjoy Erect Connect and Icky Sticky. All right. Thanks for playing, Allison. What are you doing this morning? Where are you off to?
I am actually on my way to work. I am rushing, and I heard you guys, and I was like, wow, could I do this? It was incredible. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Allison, for listening to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show. It means the world to us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great morning.
You have a great morning, too.
There's Allison, everybody.
Bye, Allison.
Bye.
There she goes.
By the way, there's also a hair product called One Night Stand.
What?
Yeah.
Stiff Stuff, One Night Stand. What's going on?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
So I did something, and maybe you guys are either guilty of doing this or someone did it to you. Jump on the phones at 704-570-9595. If you either forced a TV show that you liked on someone and they didn't love it, or someone did that to you, because I find it really annoying when someone's like, you're not watching blank. Oh, you got to be watching blank. It's the best.
I feel like that happens to me all the time.
That you're doing it to someone, or people are doing it to you?
People are doing it to me. There's a ton of them.
Yeah. Do you know anyone off the top of your head that?
I mean, I just feel like I try a bunch of them and then I just can't get into them. So in The Crown was actually one of the ones I didn't think I was going to be able to get into because it's so slow. Like, you have to really be in on like the royals. And Roy pushed that one on me.
Yeah, and it's good.
And now I like it.
Good push, Roy.
But you got to hang in there.
I pushed Curb Your Enthusiasm on producer Nicole and her roommate girlfriend Kylie. We were up in Beach Mountain, and then we had like a little area downstairs, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little apartment.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting on the couch, and I got into like somewhat of an argument with Kylie because she says that Friends is the best TV show, the funniest. And I was like, no way. And Nicole, you agreed with me.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Nicole's like, I'm a Seinfeld person. And I said to Nicole, have you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO? Because that is Larry David, the guy who created Seinfeld with Jerry. And it's so funny. It's basically Seinfeld on steroids, for a better lack of a better word. And we watched two episodes. Nicole fell asleep during one, and Kylie didn't look up from her phone in both.
Well, I bet Kylie was there in protest because you downed her show. So she probably didn't want to give you any credit for your show. And then Nicole fell asleep because it probably was truly boring.
It wasn't. It's funny.
It is funny, and I will go back and watch it. It was like we were in the middle of playing ping pong. We were about to go out, and then all of a sudden, Manny's like, you have to watch this. But he's not just telling me you have to watch. He's like, wait, this part. No, this is
so
funny.
What are you?
And I'm like, what?
That's the problem that you run into, Manny, is that you're trying to, like, explain the whole thing instead of just letting people enjoy what it is.
Okay. I hear the same feedback from our boss sometimes about the radio show. Manny, that was a really funny segment, except you were talking all over it. Well, yeah, I was trying to explain to everyone because it's radio.
Yeah. Do less of that. Just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. And then the next meeting is how we didn't explain it enough. I don't know. Head through the wall. Hey. Nobody has ever pushed a show on you guys, 704-570-9595. Like Breaking Bad to me. I've never seen it.
Oh, and I have no desire to see it.
Everybody's like, Manny, if you love The Sopranos, which I did, you will love Breaking Bad. It's the next best series to, like, The Sopranos as far as, like, drama crime.
Sure. Breaking Bad is another one that, like, took a few episodes for you to get through to be invested in it. The Handmaid's Tale. I pushed the show on everybody. It is the best thing that I've, like, writing-wise that I've ever seen. And I pushed it and pushed it and pushed it on my mom. And my mom's like, this is boring. And I'm like, just get to episode 4 and then it all makes sense. And now she loves it.
Oh, good.
Better Call Saul. There's a huge fan base for that. And I've given it a shot and it sucks.
But you didn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's...
But isn't that the
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Isn't Better Call Saul a spinoff of Breaking Bad?
I don't know.
No wonder it didn't make sense to you.
Oh, this is the worst show ever.
That's like watching Return of the Jedi without knowing that Empire the Strikes Back or Star Wars was a thing.
I didn't know the two were connected. Okay.
Wow. How about this one? 828 said, I pushed MRL show on my wife. Now she loves you guys too.
Yeah.
Take a bow, 828.
Now, you should always push this show onto anyone.
That's true.
Shove it in their face at all times. All right, let's talk with Vinny in York. Vinny, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
How are you guys doing? I grew up with 3 sisters, and I got stuck watching Seventh Heaven and Lizzie McGuire all the time. It was horrible.
So you know, it's not one of those shows that you love now.
I don't know. I like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
See, I watched like 3 episodes of Walking Dead, and I was like, I just can't take the zombie thing anymore. I think I'm over it. Now, how many seasons is it, Vinny?
I think they're starting the 11th season this year.
Oh, my gosh, 11th season.
Crazy. Right, Vinny's in York. You were down in York yesterday.
I was at York Prep. You know where that's at?
Yeah, I know where that's at. That's right up the street from my house.
Well, I was there.
Yeah, Roy was close by. Yep. Oh, cool. Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you.
Have a great day. That banging you hear in the background, can you hear that?
I don't think they can.
How could you not?
Listen.
Oh, now it's stopped.
Power 98 has...
Stompers.
Dancers. Well, I got told yesterday they're not stompers. They're cheerleaders.
Really? Because that sounded like stomp.
They do CIAA this week, and it's all cheerleaders.
Yeah. And I mean, I was halfway paying attention because of the stompers.
I know. It's distracting.
I was in York yesterday, and everything else that Vinny said, I think I zoned out on.
Hey, 828 said you got to watch Better Call Saul 2 seasons before it gets good. But why? I mean, that's a waste.
2 seasons? I have to watch it for 2 seasons before I enjoy the show?
You're a ride or die. Listen, if you can hang in there for 2 full seasons for a show, you deserve an award.
And I will immediately abandon you if you bore me. Like, there's been many times, like, Loren and I used to love Scandal.
Love Scandal.
And I would come in there and I'd be like, Loren, it ain't good. Like, it's... Ooh.
Are you still on it?
It's done now.
Oh, okay.
But there was, like, 2 seasons towards the end that had, like, 4 episodes right in the middle that were just, like, filler episodes that didn't need to happen.
I like this one. My son pushed Riverdale on me, and now OMG. But I tried to push Stranger Things on. I couldn't get into that.
Hmm.
My older brother doesn't like Stranger Things.
I fell off of Stranger Things.
So this
did
last
I.
season was the best season.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you gotta watch it. Wait till this happens. Nicole, you liked this last episode of last season of Stranger Things?
Oh boy.
No.
No, I just haven't gotten to it yet. I love Stranger Things, though.
No, it sucks.
I'm going home.
It wasn't as good as the first season.
Oh, this season was the best, I thought.
Maybe I should leave work and go watch it?
I'm going with you, and I'll sit there and I'll tell you what comes up next each time something happens.
Never mind.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ren, you got a letter in your hand there.
Yeah, somebody sent us a letter.
And the letter sent from a child?
Yes. It's sent from Lewis, and it's a handwritten note. And I have not read the letter yet, but the envelope itself is really adorable. He's decorated the envelope. It says War of the Roses. It's got some music notes on it. He drew Manny Roy and Lorend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then he drew some Pokemons on the back.
Oh, that's yeah. awesome. I'll take a picture and we'll post this up at the MRL show on our Insta.
Yeah. So Lewis would like our help with something.
Okay.
You want me to just read this letter?
Can we wait for Power 98's cheerleaders to stop?
I mean, sure. It's so, like literally the microphones are vibrating.
Okay.
I think they stopped.
Okay.
They're just in between the cheer.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are they doing a pause?
Well, this is supposed to be a really nice note. I don't want to read it with the stomping.
I get it.
I think they're done. Okay. I can kind of see in there.
All
okay.
Right.
All right. So this is the note that Lewis sent to the Manny Roy and Lauren Morning Show. Dear Manny Roy and Lauren, my name is Lewis and I'm 11 years old. I'm writing because I want to ask you guys to ask your listeners to vote for my teacher, Mrs. Samantha Ortiz. You can vote, and then he gives the website here, and we'll put that up when we put the picture of the envelope there. My school is Langtree Charter in Mooresville, North Carolina. I will tell you why you should vote for her. I was born with autism, and I used to be invisible for a long time at school. Nobody noticed me. I was sad and didn't have any friends. I didn't like school and I could barely write. Well, my teacher has superpowers and she made people see me now. I'm not invisible anymore. People listen to me. My teacher is my friend and she helped me make friends. Now everyone in my class notices me. Now I like school and I can write a whole, I'm not sure what that is. A whole page story. I want my teacher to win because I know she will use the prize money to help other kids be not invisible anymore. I know a lot of people listen to your station. Well, somebody lied to you, kid. I'm just kidding. So please tell them to vote for my teacher too. Love, Lewis.
Aww.
That's a really sweet note.
And good for that teacher. Lewis was invisible and now he's seen.
Like the difference that a teacher can make in someone's life is such a huge thing. This little boy is 11 years old.
Yeah, that's not young.
No.
You know, I mean, that's 2 years away from being a teenager, and that's a really, really important part of people's lives. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good for this teacher. We're going to get all this posted up at kiss951.com and vote for this teacher. And I thought for sure, well, Lorraine being pregnant and hormones, she wouldn't even be able to finish this letter.
You got through that like a champ.
Meanwhile, I guess I'm going through something because I read it and cried immediately.
I probably should have read it first because, I mean, it's kids writing, you know, so I wanted to make sure that I could read it. I think it was more focused on reading his handwriting.
Yeah. Yeah. What an amazing letter. And we'll put all the information up so that you can go vote for his teacher. And by the way, you know, we say this all the time, but let's never think we can say it enough. Shout out to all the teachers
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. Especially, I mean, teachers that are making such a difference in someone's life like this.
And I don't care what school system you're in, where you are, North or South Carolina, CMS, Union, whatever, Cabarrus, Rock Hill, you guys are just amazing. I mean, Dean, my son, was doing a play at the YMCA one day, and he told his teacher he was doing the play, and she came unannounced to see the play after school. Not even connected to the school, you know?
Yeah, above and beyond.
Yeah. Teachers, you guys are the best.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Rita in York, she won the tickets to The Weeknd. Your next shot at tickets to go see The Weeknd, 8:20 Thursday morning.
Perfect. You know, last year I didn't go on a summer vacation, and so we were saving up and trying to plan a really nice one this year. And so we were originally looking to go to somewhere in the Caribbean, and we were just about to book. And then, you know, we thought maybe we should go look up this island's LGBT rights before, you know, me and my boyfriend go down there. And sure enough, the island we found, not so friendly towards us.
Hmm.
Jailed. You could be jailed. It's not good.
Oh, man.
So, all right. Let's no big deal. we won't book it. But we had a certain expectation. You know, we really wanted it. There was this perfect room. Whatever. Let's go back to the drawing board. So we go back to the drawing board, and about a week later, we find a new hotel that we like. It's a Hilton in Mexico, and we thought this would be a great trip, very affordable. And so we booked it. We actually booked it, and we were excited, booked the airline tickets. And then the next day, we got a phone call, and the voicemail said, hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can you call us back as quickly as possible? It's about your reservation.
It's the hotel calling.
It's the hotel calling. Hmm. So we call back, and they say, hey, just want to let you know that when you're staying here, there's going to be construction day and night until October.
Oh, man.
That doesn't sound right. Till October? Like, so from all summer through the fall?
Are they rebuilding the hotel?
Yeah. And so we were kind of confused, and we said, okay, can we talk to someone else who can maybe give us a better explanation of what's going on?
The guy's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's construction.
I know. And the person on the phone, of course, they kept passing us around because nobody knew what anything was going on. One person said that only the spa's closed. Then the next person we spoke to only said a restaurant's closed. And then finally we got to the manager, and the manager's like, no. It's everything's closed. The pool's closed. Oh. The spa's closed.
What?
The restaurant's closed. They're going to be day and night from June through the end of July. They're going to be day and night doing construction, and there's no way we could move you in the hotel to where you would find quietness.
Why like, even
that's the verbiage was used. There's no way you can enjoy your stay here, and we recommend you to ask for a reservation.
And when
a refund.
Oh. When you booked online, though, there wasn't any like warning or like heads
no.
up. There's
Yeah, they say it was. I'm like, no, because that was the point. I'm like, well, why didn't you have a notice on the website? And she said, sir, it's been there for 2 months. And I'm like, no, it's not. I just booked it yesterday. I wouldn't have booked it if there was a notice that said there's construction.
Sorry, our website's under construction as well.
Yeah. If you go back on the website now is there
now
something
it's
there?
On there. And it's massive, Loren. Massive. Like, if
like
I
you
saw
wouldn't have been able to miss it the first time.
Exactly right.
And then, look, it says, can you see it now, Roy? ? On the website.
And then so we brought up the point, well, if it was on the website, why did you call us so urgently to inform us about this construction? And he said, it's a courtesy call we do with all of our guests. And I said, okay, well, then how come when right after we booked, we called you to confirm the reservation and to book transportation from the airport? Nobody brought it up then. He said, well, I can't speak on why they didn't tell you then. And then so, but of course, the kicker to all this is that he called us the day after we booked, the 24 hours after we booked, so we can't get a refund on our airfare.
Oh, you booked the airfare too?
Yeah, we booked airfare. And according to like laws, you only have 24 hours to get a refund.
Yeah.
So now we're stuck going to this destination, and now we just got to find a new hotel.
Would the hotel pay for your change of tickets, I wonder?
No.
I doubt it.
Not only did this Hilton guy tell me there's nothing he could do for the airline because that's not his problem, this Hilton guy told me that nice. He won't give me any points and that we should have been aware when we bought it and there's nothing you could do. And I'm like, dude, I'm telling you, it wasn't on your website.
I guess, though, Roy.
Tell me I'm wrong.
The only bright side is you didn't go where you would have come back in July and been like, my head is killing me because all I heard was a jackhammer day and night.
I mean, at that point, you got to change hotels. But
that guy sounds like they're ripping this everything down to the studs, starting over.
Around you.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like to stay at this hotel, you need a hard hat.
Hey, can anybody else call in and drop a dime on your worst hotel stay? Like, did you go to a hotel where they were doing construction on said hotel and you had to like, because I can imagine, Roy, there's got to be tons of construction workers, but these hotels need to try and stay open. Mm-hmm. They can't close. It's not Disney.
Dallas and I, we were staying in South Beach, I think over the summer, and there was not construction at our hotel, But the hotels in Miami are so close together that the hotel behind our hotel was being built. And you couldn't go to the pool without hearing the jackhammer and nail guns and everything. Like, it was, there was no relaxation at the pool.
704-570-9595. Tell Roy your worst hotel stay nightmare.
I mean, I've never had a hotel call me and say, hey, it's in your best interest to unbook this. Like, please don't come. Like, that's so strange. And I remember one time I stayed at a Marriott where the lobby had plywood floors and the hallway had plywood floors, where they were doing reconstruction. But our room was fine. Mm-hmm. And I went to go complain, and I was like, hey, is there another floor? And he was like, there's not. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to stay here. And he was like, well, but your room's fine. I'm like, I know the room's fine, but look at this place.
Yeah, you book for the hotel overall.
Yeah. 704 texted in, said there was a shooting out in front of their hotel as they were arriving in the shuttle bus from the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Police tape everywhere all around the front of the hotel. And the driver said, don't worry about it. Just go in the other entrance.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'd stay there.
Oh, see, now we're getting a bunch of text messages about cruises, bro.
Well, that was an option. We thought about doing cruises because they're so affordable.
And then this person, 828, says this doesn't make sense. Why aren't they doing the construction in February and March instead of doing it during the peak vacation hours?
Thank you. And I brought that up to him, and he didn't have a good reason on that one as well, the Hilton dude. And it's like no one understood what was happening. There's so much misinformation. I told Sterling maybe there's a chance there's a big superstar celebrity staying that week, and they're just trying to convince me to unbook.
I don't know.
No.
Good thought, though.
Thought maybe Clooney was trying to stay at a Hilton in Mexico.
What should we tell him, Mr. George? I don't know. The hotel's under construction. Every room.
You'll be able to find another hotel in Mexico.
Every room's off limits.
What about the spa? Yep, that too. Every room, Mr. George is telling you.
Could you imagine that? That's what people ran into when Bieber got married at the Bluff, you know?
Let's talk with Taylor and Conover. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Not so great. I'm scrambling for a hotel for vacation. Tell us about your vacation nightmare.
So this past Thanksgiving, me and my dad went to Washington, D.C. to see all the monuments and stuff just because it's just me and him. And we stayed at this hotel, and we got there really late just because of the long drive. And they waited until we got there to tell us there was no parking for us and that the only parking was valet parking, and it was like $84 a night. And granted, we were going to stay there for like 3 or 4 nights.
Not for $84 a night for parking, though.
For real.
Oh, thanks, Taylor.
This is Brooke in Rock Hill.
Hey, guys. I traveled to Culver City, California with my husband for Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
We got dropped off at the wrong hotel. We had to walk a mile through the slums of California. Finally got there. Went upstairs and cooled off after walking in the heat. Woke up the next morning, and there was a sign outside downstairs that said, due to construction, all water for the entire hotel would be off from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
We were supposed to tape that morning. We were supposed to be there to, you know, showered and ready to go on the show, and we had no water. Didn't take any dry shampoo with me. It was not.
How can a hotel operate like that?
I don't know.
I don't know. We were really confused.
I like that you're not caught on the Wheel of Fortune thing, because that's where I can't get over.
Did you do well? Did you get selected?
We did. We talked about it before, yeah.
Oh, we did talk about it before. Okay.
We did.
Yeah, I like how Pat says, Brooke, it doesn't look like you got much sleep. Yeah, no, Pat. The hotel you put us up in, and Vanna, you need to hear this, too. The hotel you put us up in was a nightmare.
What budget does this operation have? They don't have water from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I got a puzzle for you. You suck. Thanks,
like
Brooke.
To solve
the
puzzle.
I'll solve the puzzle. your accommodation sucks. Oh, my God. All right.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Callie.
Hi, who is
You know,
this?
My dog's name is Callie.
I'm sorry?
But I didn't name her after you. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? It's Mr. Brown, I'm calling from the U.S. Census Bureau. And I just need to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind. I got your paperwork here, and the back page was missing a couple things. A lot of people always skip over this part, but I'm going to call you and just ask you over the phone. Should take about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
What would a candle shop smell like if it burnt to the ground? I like to think it smelled like a smoky Bath and Body Works. Can a ball fall over?
A ball?
Yes.
I guess.
And is it fair to call a gravestone a participation award? Good job, you lived. Now you're dead.
Gosh.
Oh my God. I guess it depends on the person, maybe.
Are shirts gay because they come out of the closet?
You know, my brother's gay, so I don't really think that's an acceptable question.
Listen, I didn't ask about your brother's orientation.
I mean, you brought up the fact that anything is gay.
Okay,
I
let's move this thing along, okay? Now, when women are pregnant, is it fair to call them bodybuilders?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, again, very offensive. Like, right. You can't just say someone's fat.
Well,
or large.
Didn't say that. Speaking of pregnant women, is it fair to say that the uterus is the original 3D printer?
Are you kidding?
Maybe they're babies?
Oh, gosh.
Are you serious right now?
Wow, she was not having you.
You're on fire. Where'd you get that one from? I don't remember that in our writing session.
I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Is she okay now? She was a little overly sensitive, I think.
I thought for sure I'd get the hang up at the t-shirts gay coming out of the closet comment, and when she didn't hang up, I had to hit her with a bigger one.
Holy cow. That is great stuff. A brand new Senseless Survey every Monday, every Wednesday, exclusively from Roy, right here on the Mini Roy and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa on Kiss 95.1.
JP, Cora Lee, and Cadence are all playing Can't Beat Loren today. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
We met JP Roy at our 80s party in Beach Mountain.
Very cool.
Yep, they listen to us every morning and play Can't Beat Loren, but this is the first time playing on the radio, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. All right. Throw her out.
All right, Loren, get out of the studio, please.
I'm going, guys.
All right, Loren's walking out of the studio, and she is... God, you can no longer hear the question.
All right, here we go, you guys. Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said yesterday, QB1, or this guy's real name, will be our quarterback next year. Who is that?
Cam Newton.
The Bachelor's Fantasy Suites week happened, and let's just say it's been memorable. What network do we watch The Bachelor on?
ABC.
This American Idol winner from the first season ever will return as the Billboard Music Award host. Who is that?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question 4. There have been many reports about a wedding date change in Katy Perry's wedding, but she shot down those rumors. Who is she engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
And question 5. This Jonas brother who is on this season of The Voice teased a new Joe Bro album. Who are we talking about? Which Jonas brother?
Nick Jonas.
My man! Come on in, Lorraine!
She may lose.
We hadn't had somebody get all 5 in a long time.
You're screwed.
Wow, thanks, guys.
What are you eating? Very unprofessional.
I know, sorry, I thought I had more time. Not only did you answer all 5 correctly, but you did it in record time.
Well, yeah. Listen, JP got them all correct, so we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong to the very end. I hope you're distracted.
All right, Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said yesterday, QB1, or this guy, as we know him by his real name, will be our quarterback going into next year.
Cam Newton.
It's the Bachelor Fantasy Suites week, and let's just say it's been memorable. What network do we watch the show on?
ABC.
Question 3. This American Idol winner from the first season ever will return as the Billboard Music Awards host. Who is that?
Kelly Clarkson.
There have been many reports about a wedding date change in Katy Perry's wedding, but she shot those rumors down. She's engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
And this Jonas brother who is on the season of The Voice teased a new Joe Bro album. For the tie and the win, Loren, which Joe Bro are we talking about?
Nick.
See, I thought for sure you'd confuse Kelly and Carrie Underwood. But it is a tie. 67 wins.
JP, y'all did a great job.
Oh, well, We know what you want to hear.
Yep, let me hear it.
This is JP, Cadence, and Coralie from Beach Mountain, and we
can't beat Lauren, but we can tire.
You sure can. Thanks for playing, guys.
Hey, yeah. Thank you.
Man, it was great meeting you. Thanks for listening to us all the way up there at Beach Mountain, you guys.
Still to come.
So we found an article on the real reasons that you dump someone, and we're going to kind of do that with our confession. So we'll tell you some of the reasons, and then we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Confess why you actually dumped them. You may not have told them that, but what's the real reason why you dumped someone? Confession Wednesday.
I just want to say I love y'all show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Go honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren.
Wednesday, and we haven't done that in a long time, but we're doing it today with a little bit of a twist. There's a theme to today's Confession Wednesday, you guys.
Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. You broke up with someone. You may not have told them the truth. So call us and tell us the real reason why you dumped someone.
That's the confession, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
You told them one thing, but tell us the real reason. You can remain anonymous, and even if you want a voice disguiser, if it's a good enough story, we'll put it up there. I mean, you have no idea how many times I just told someone, like, I'm just not ready for a relationship. And it was probably because I was interested in somebody else.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to say, like, hey, I got my eyes on someone else. First of all, can you even do that? Is that how do you do that without getting slapped, Lauren?
Is that an acceptable way to break up with somebody? No.
Yeah.
You might want to just tell the little white lie.
Yeah, okay.
It's better for everyone.
Rachel, I really, really like you a lot, but man, this Caitlin is so hot. Ow! Roy, you got a list over there while producer Nicole gets some phone calls up. The real reason why you dump someone, 704-570-9595, confess to us. This morning.
Buddy, I don't have the list.
Oh, you lost? What?
I don't have the list.
No, you don't?
No, I do not.
That's because I don't have it. Sorry about that. Okay. This is according to the Whisper app. He had to set a reminder on his phone to brush his teeth, and he still barely did that. It was gross.
Ew.
Oh, my gosh. Our reaction was so big.
Ridiculous reasons why people dump someone. He had to consult his twin sister before we could make any decisions. He always took her side. It was so annoying and unattractive.
That is annoying. That reminds me of that show You. That's season two.
I dumped this dude for being totally obsessed with his car to the point where he'd whine about being broke. Then he'd buy some stupid new gadgets for his car, and he was too cheap to buy me anything, so I had to end it.
That's how I feel about video games.
So the whisper thing tells you the dumb reasons why they broke up with someone, but it doesn't tell you the reason they told that person.
Sure.
You know?
That's where we want you to give us a phone call at 704-570-9595 to kick off Confession Wednesday. We have Paula in Statesville.
Hi.
Hi, Paula. So tell us the real reason. Tell us, one, the reason you told them, and then tell us the real reason you dumped them.
Well, I told him that it was because I couldn't commit because there was a previous relationship that had ended badly, and I just sort of wasn't emotionally ready.
Okay.
But really, he just had such bad breath. Like, I put up with it for like 2 months, and I tried to get past it, but it was so bad.
Ooh, did you ever bring up to him that his breath stunk at all?
No.
No.
It's embarrassing for everyone.
It was so bad. Like, it smelled like he was eating poop for breakfast.
Ew.
It was bad.
That is gross, but I love your response to him. The real reason why you told him that, or the fake reason I should say, is because you couldn't get over your past relationship. Sorry, I just can't do this with you.
I did the whole "it's not you, it's me."
Yeah,
but all along it was his breath. Thanks, Paula.
We've all been there.
The "it's not you, it's me."
Yeah, statement. And it's not really me.
I know. If you are ever getting dumped and someone gave you that line, there's a real reason hiding.
Lies.
It's always a lie. Let's talk with Kyle in Kannapolis. What's the reason you told them, and then tell us the real reason?
Yeah, hey, guys. So
So I told my ex that we were breaking up because I got a new job, and it was a night shift, and I was like, I'm not going to have any time for you and anything like that.
Okay.
But the real reason was the first time we were moving furniture, she said, I love you.
Oh.
And it freaked you out.
How quick into the dating did that get dropped?
That was like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah. That would scare me too.
Do you blame her? She's probably trying to make some sort of an emotional connection after dating her for, I don't know, a week and a half.
Right?
I don't know.
She doesn't know how to talk when that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
Let's not ruin this moment with words.
Oh, that's so funny, Kyle. And what'd you tell her?
I told her I got a new job. I wasn't going to have enough time to spend with her.
How did you respond to the I love you? What'd you say back to that? Thanks?
I didn't say anything.
Great work.
I was just like,
great work. You just pretend like you don't hear her.
Is that okay?
You can say, I'm loving this, too. Because my move would be sometimes, Kyle, when I would date before I got married, obviously, I would say, I love being with you.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty good, you know. But, like, a week and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. Tough. This is awesome. I'm loving this Confession Wednesday. Tell us what you told the person who you dumped, who you broke up with. You told them one thing, but you have to confess to us the real reason.
It's Confession Wednesday. We're taking your confessions free of charge. Get those skeletons out of your closet. Call KISS 704-570-9595.
So you told them one reason when you dumped them, but that's not the real reason. We want to know the real reason. Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. The real reason why you dumped someone, we saw on the Whisper app of some of the crazy reasons why people broke it off. One of them was, I feel bad, but I broke up with him because he had braces and it hurt to kiss him.
Ooh.
another one, I couldn't handle how much he sweated. Couldn't make out or be intimate without being covered in sweat.
Ew. Pass. Hard pass.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, let me hug you, Loren.
Let's get you some D.O., dude.
You know, what's great is the Whisper app has given us the front end, but we really want the back end. Like, what is the real reason why you dumped them? And that's why we want you to call on Confession Wednesday.
704-570-9595 is the studio line. Bring it in, Kelly from Rock Hill. You're on with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
So what's the fake reason? And then tell us the real reason.
The fake reason was I told him that, you know, I was going to school and it was just too much for me. And it wasn't wanting a relationship, you know, I was just, you know, wanting to go to school and I just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time.
Right, slow things down.
Yeah, the real reason is that he showed me one night that he had a fake tooth, and he pulled it out, and it was his front tooth, and he had a fake one. I could never tell, and he pulled it, and he kept pulling it out, and I got freaked out.
I feel like that's maybe a card you got to hold until you know, like, you've got an established relationship. Because I could see that being a hard thing to move past.
My thing was in bed.
That's the second moving furniture phone call that we got where you couldn't get past something.
You would pop it out in bed?
I don't know.
Ooh. Maybe you'd take it out to go to bed.
Oh,
this is Hannah, Roy. She texted us.
Okay, hey, Hannah.
Good morning.
So, Hannah, I was just going to tell Roy and Lorraine, because I saw the text, you don't play on the front end. You're just dead honest with the guy.
I feel like for the most part, I owe them that at least. I mean, it's one thing if it's something involuntary like sweating. I might be a little bit kinder in those situations. But if I'm not interested, I have nothing to lose by telling you what exactly it is about you that's not working for me, because maybe that'll help you in your future relationship.
So what was it? Why'd you break up with them?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure, like, when I was in my early 20s, it was a handful of, you know, guys when you're dating that you just run into things. But I think the worst one was just, I was dating this guy who was just a stage 5 clinger.
Oof.
And he just was texting me nonstop and wanted to know where I was and what I was doing and why I was out with my friends. And so I just got to the point where I was straight up and just was like, listen, you're a stage 5 clinger. And it's kind of unattractive. And this isn't going to work for me.
That's fair. That is fair.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks for texting and listening to the Meanie Roy and Loren show.
Wow, we just got a...
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya.
A text message from 704. It says, I told a guy it wasn't working out, but I was actually pregnant with another guy's kid, and I just found out.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Let's talk with Mari and Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hi. So what's the fake reason you told him?
The fake reason I told him was I'm a single mom, and I'm busy with school, and I just couldn't give him what he needed right now.
All right. Now on Confession Wednesday, confess the real reason, or I'm sorry, what you really told him.
So, like, after we moved furniture one time, he got super emotional, and every time I would talk to him, he would talk to me in, like, a baby voice. Oh. Like, I would tell him I was going to come see him or something, and he would say, do you promise? And it was, like, such a turnoff, where he would just like call and be like, I miss you so much. Like, it would be like a kid.
Like Adam Sandler. Young.
Did you miss me, Maury?
Oh, I couldn't get past that.
Where's my Maury?
Oh, thanks, Maury.
I don't blame you.
All right, Wendy in Fort Mill. You're on with the Mady Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I told my ex that I was going to try to work on myself and I needed to gain some independence and work on some weight loss goals. But one night he had been drinking, and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning at the sound of water, and I sat up in bed and he was peeing in the corner of his room.
Oh.
And at that point, the romantic light was turned off. There was no way I could be intimate with this guy anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
Was he sleepwalking? Yeah. What?
Well, I don't know, because I screamed and he turned around and he goes, what? It's my room.
Oh.
I'm sure he was sleepwalking. Actually, a lot of guys do that.
What?
Yeah.
Like, no, I haven't.
Thanks, Wendy.
I have an aunt whose husband used to do that. And when I slept at her house, I would always lock my door so he didn't come in and pee in my room.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Sarah in Monroe, we can't get to her. And Joe in Charlotte. But they are two good ones that we will put on the Rap Party podcast that you should listen to.
You can download it by getting the MRL On Demand podcast. There's a link up at kiss951.com or just search for it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss95.1.
Tomorrow morning at this time, your chance to win weekend concert tickets. They're going to be coming to Charlotte July 15th. We're going to hook you up tomorrow at 8:20. So make sure you're listening at this time tomorrow for your chance to win.
So, Loren, you were talking about this off the air yesterday, and I thought it would be funny to mention to everyone on the air.
Yeah.
Because we're all guilty. We, especially in the studio, are guilty of it.
Yeah, I'm especially guilty of this.
Okay, I didn't want to say you specifically,
yeah,
but
okay. I know you're talking about me. But people are doing anything but work at work.
Oh, that's everyone.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah, everybody does.
Sterling? In a corporate job, you think
he's... No, every time I look, he is working.
He's working.
Let me tell you something. My husband gets on these conference calls, and I walk up to his office, and he's, like, on ESPN. And he's still listening to the conference call. He's just trying to multitask. I'm sure he's retaining nothing, but...
I'll say to my wife, we got to do bills. She goes, I'll do it tomorrow at work. That's during lunch. She's like, it's not busy right now.
Yeah. But this survey says that employees do about 10 non-work related tasks a day in the office. So a lot of employees admit that they could have probably finished their work in as little as 6 hours, but they're too busy to even go outside because they were also busy doing other things.
I've already done something personal this morning. I've already done
that. What'd you
do? Okay, I guess I'll tell you.
And when?
This while we were, well, early, like in the 6 o'clock hour, I ordered like an old man ordered a newspaper subscription to the Charlotte Observer, and it's only been delivered once. And every week it never shows up.
On your driveway.
On my driveway. And to the point where I now, like, it's kind of a ritual Sunday morning. I pull up the security cameras and I go, I look to see if anyone came. No one ever came. And because I was suspicious of a neighbor. And so every week I type up an email and I send it to Charlotte Observer saying, hey, still no paper. Hope my driver's okay.
Right.
Somebody wants to check on him.
And so this morning, because yesterday I did the cameras, this morning I typed up another passive-aggressive email to send over to Charlotte Observer.
And you did that during the show.
I did.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm typically guilty of this. I actually haven't done anything but work today. But yesterday I was asking you guys how to figure out square footage so I could order tile for my bathroom restall.
You did. We were all in here trying to do math.
Yeah, and you would have thought our heads were going to explode. Not only was I deterring my work, I was deterring everybody else's work trying to figure out the square footage. But the other things that people are doing while they're at work and they should be working... 70% of people said that they've researched or booked a vacation. Definitely done that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think you do it sometimes just for dream vacations.
Yeah. I just want
to. Did Barcelona come about while we were on the air a couple months ago?
Maybe.
Yeah.
30% of people say that they browse social media, print personal documents, buy concert tickets.
704 texted in and said they were house hunting.
Yeah.
In the office.
I've done that, too. 37% of people say that they've checked a menu for a restaurant that they're going to go to. People book doctor's appointments, dental appointments.
Now, wait a minute. Doctor and dental, I guess, could be considered.
No.
No?
Well, but you can't work if you don't have good health, so.
Hey, didn't Walter, our big boss, slow down the internet speed so because he was walking around one day and saw a whole bunch of people streaming like music and videos and like Netflix.
All of our devices are throttled, which actually sucks for us because we have to do a lot of video stuff.
Yeah,
sucks for us. The one group that's supposed to be doing it. Yeah, I remember an email came out and it said to all staff, please refrain from streaming anything. The network is for work purposes only. And we were dying laughing because that did mean that Walter walked around and one, two people on Spotify. We work for a radio station. They're not even streaming Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That sounds just like him.
Yeah.
And 25% of people say that they've received a quote-unquote slap on the wrist from their bosses. And 10% have missed important work deadlines because of it.
480 said basically planned my whole wedding on work hours. That's the best part is you're getting paid for this.
Yeah, I played Candy Crush for 2 hours yesterday at work.
704 said I do my homework at work at least for an hour. I've actually looked and applied for other jobs while on the clock. Oh my god.
Oh, somebody just sent us this formula for square footage and we were so wrong.
Were we? What is it? How do you figure out? So wait, tell us about your bathroom real quick.
What about it?
How many square feet do you
have? So I needed, I think, 100 square feet. But the tiles that I had came in 6x6s, and they didn't sell them in square feet. You had to figure out the square footage to know how many pieces of tile you needed.
So okay. We told you to buy 240 cases. How'd that go?
We overbought
by 200.
Probably. But at least it's at a place that I can take it back
Length times height in inches divide by 144, Lorraine.
Divide by 144? Where did they pull that number out of? This is why I was always bad at math.
This is funny. 704 said, I clip my coupons and organize in my coupon book while at work.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, a lot of... You know what I'm surprised about? We've gotten... This is about the fifth or sixth text message about looking for other jobs while at your own job.
My buddy Randy insists on doing number two at work. He wants to get paid for it. he's very adamant. He doesn't do that at the house.
Someone took a phone interview with another company while at work at that one company they were leaving.
How do you do that?
Hello?
Yes, sir. We're interviewing you for the marketing position. Is it a good time?
Yeah, sure. Can you hold on 1 second? Hey, you guys, I got to step out of this meeting. Oh. Important. It's my wife.
It's my wife.
Hi.
You sure it's a good time to talk?
Yeah, perfect time. I love my job. Yes.
Do you...
Why are you looking for a new one?
Yeah, then why are you looking for a new one if you love your job?
Just more money. I've tapped out at this place. I've given it everything I can.
Okay. Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. You are in cybersecurity.
Yeah. I'm in cybersecurity for one of the major banks, and we can see everything you're doing. We can see when you're searching job sites. Some companies have alerts set up in their system that if you go to monster.com or indeed.com, they flag you as a flight risk. So
really? Why can't get on Gmail?
Yes, exactly. I know, but you know, you would be, I am surprised at some of the stuff we find people looking at work on work computers. It boggles the mind that people are that stupid.
Well,
stuff like that.
Anonymous, let me tell you how stupid I am. When Orlando Bloom went canoeing in the nude.
And he went viral.
And he went viral for reasons, obvious reasons. I quickly Googled that on our company computer.
Pornographic gets flagged so quickly.
Well, it's also show content.
Yeah, it was a celebrity topic.
We needed it for Lorenz Dirty.
I mean, I work for a financial services firm, so you're going to have a hard time explaining to your boss why you were looking at Orlando Bloom naked. Managing somebody's money.
So. That's true.
No, that's funny. All right. Hey, thanks for calling Anonymous. Have a great day, okay?
Yep.
All right. We got a funny text message, picture, screenshot of a text message. It's between a husband and a wife, and it got DM'd to us. And it's important, and it has to do with all three of us. And we'll explain why coming up.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we got a, how'd you get the text message?
It's a DM that got,
DM?
It's a screenshot of a text message that got sent to the MRL Show DM.
And it pretty much was a back and forth between a husband and a wife on how to pronounce our names. Because the wife brought the husband on over to listen to the morning show. And so we will, of course, want to call him and welcome to the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just like anybody knew. You know, we're celebrating 5 years here in Charlotte on KISS 95.1. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show celebrating 5 years this year. And it's so nice to hear people are still coming over and joining the MRL Show family.
Listen, if you have a friend that comes on over, we'll give them a welcome basket. We're friendly neighbors.
Now, I during that song, I got put on hold.
Oh.
He works at a supermarket.
Okay.
So let me pop this up. Do you think they're calling him over the all call right now?
Yeah.
Seth and Meats, pick up line two.
Seth, you better pick up the phone, line two. Seth and Meats.
Do you know who this is? Who sings this song?
I was just about to ask you that.
Colby. Cal. Lay.
I think I remember.
You know Colby Calais?
Hey, you're calling Publix. This is Seth. May I help you?
Oh, hey, Seth.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Any idea who this is?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what if I told you that, now you're married, right?
I am.
Your wife, Erin?
Yes.
What if I told you that Erin sent us a screenshot of a conversation between you and her?
I did get that text message.
So you're on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, Seth. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Now, you're new to listening?
I am.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Roy's here in the studio. Loren's in the studio.
Hi.
The exchange between you and your wife, Erin, says what?
It said, is Manny pronounced, is it Manny or is it Manny? And I didn't know which one it was. I've heard a million times, but I didn't know which way to go with it, so I asked her.
And what did you find out?
It was Manny.
Yep.
Now, the next one was a little odd for me because she says the Manny, the second one, and you said weird. So just to let you know as a new listener, Seth, that's my last name.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
His first name's Steve.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said, is it Roy with a Y or Roy with an I? Now you're just playing.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Okay, because it would be fabulous if my name was with an I.
Okay, now, what about our third beautifully pregnant co-host? How do you pronounce her name?
Loren. I know that one.
Oh, look at you.
That's the hardest one. Nobody knows Loren. Everybody says Lauren.
You guys say it a lot, so I got that one down.
Whenever we get emails to the show, they always butcher Meany and Loren's name, and somehow I've always made it through.
No, yours is Roy.
Yeah.
That's all right, so listen to me, Seth. We want to say thank you for listening to the Meany, Roy, and Loren show. Who'd you used to listen to? You switched over to us.
I didn't really listen to a morning show. My wife got me onto it. I just listened to, you know, podcasts or whatever. But she switched me over, so me and the kids listen to it when we wait for the bus in the morning.
Awesome.
That's so awesome. We thank you so much for listening. And, you know, hopefully we won't disappoint you.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Seth. Thanks for listening, bud. Go back to work. And by the way, thanks for the on-hold music. The Kobe Calais was fantastic.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Coming up next with the Meany, Roy, and Loren show.
By the way, if anybody is listening who's new, please feel free to reach out to us by text or calling at 704-570-9595. Because in our 5 years, we do love meeting people who just started listening.
We'll fill you in on all the good stuff you missed.
Right. Tell you how to pronounce my last name and Loren's first.
Right. So a Charlotte DoorDasher was fired for doing this. And what this is disgusting and shocking.
Oh, I'm not going to want DoorDash after this.
You might want to be listening in 5 minutes if I were you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This is going to come as a shock to you. And it may disgust you. And it's probably going to make you bothered all day about it. Everything that you ever do, you will question involving food delivery.
Maybe I don't want to know.
You want to walk out?
I'd take my earbuds out.
Yeah.
A Charlotte DoorDasher, this is Charlotte, y'all, has been fired because there's a video clip of the DoorDash driver heading to a doorbell. He immediately sticks one of his hands down his pants while holding the person's food in the other. He's fumbling his hands around for about 30 seconds in the video. And as he waits a few seconds for someone to open the door to take the food, he then pulls his hand out, looks to...
What?
This is tough to say.
All right.
It looks to be smelling his hand.
Okay.
Ew. Ah.
Or if he's not smelling his hand, he's stealing some of the food.
It sounds like the acts of like my 6-year-old son.
Yeah. And then, of course, they open the door, take the food. They don't realize what has happened until they look at the doorbell footage that he either just sniffed his hands or then grabbed his hands, went into the food, grabbed some of their food, and ate it.
You got to throw the whole thing away, right? Like, and I'm not ordering anymore.
Yeah, I would say so.
Listen,
Meany, if you start to defend this guy,
I'm not defending the guy. I'm just defending the way a way of life. Like Roy said, this is going to sicken you and stuff. Like, I don't want to do it because I don't want to go through it. But if we ask servers to call in right now and tell us about the things that happened in the kitchen and the food that's dropped that they pick back up and put on the plate, right?
Don't.
I mean. Or if you're a DoorDasher or an Uber Eats driver, we don't know what's happened between the food pickup and arrival.
Nothing should happen to my food. It's in a bag. You don't need to touch it. Just pick up the bag and bring it.
Well, if the guy's curious and wants to see, or a girl's curious and wants to see what you ordered.
Not your business.
Well, and then this guy who dug in his pants, a egg roll was missing from the order.
Oh.
Yeah. And the
he put an egg roll down his pants?
I don't know. Maybe.
Is that an egg roll in your pants? Or
maybe he was hiding the egg roll in his pants.
Oh, you think he was stealing it?
Could be.
Ooh.
But the DoorDash, when they complained to DoorDash, the company gave her a refund and a $10 coupon.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, well, she's got a lawsuit or something probably now.
You think so?
I would think that's disgusting.
Do you know what the new trend I'm noticing with these food delivery services is that they just don't get the food and immediately take it to you. They go to your restaurant, then they'll go to another restaurant, then they'll go to another restaurant, have 3 orders, then start going to people's houses.
So it's all cold by the time it gets there?
Yeah, or soggy. Like, they don't just get the food and bring it to you.
Especially if you're getting a drink, man. Your ice is going to be all melted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We just have to trust that the delivery people and the servers in the industry do the right thing.
Well, I would say it's one of those 99% of them are great, but then you got a few rotten eggs.
You think 99? I think that's generous.
Really?
I do too.
85%?
85?
Do you disagree, Loren? I mean, that's 15% of people that...
You think there's 15% of people potentially digging their hands in their pants, sniffing it?
No, not necessarily particularly that, but 15% of people maybe have a peek at your food, take a fry. How do we know?
Yeah.
I know there can, people are going to text in and say, oh, the bags are stapled. That's fine. But what about the servers in the restaurants? Oh, drop something. Quick, pick it up. 2-second rule. Putting it back out. The chef's not going to want to recook it. Right? I never worked as a server. You guys have. Is that completely out of the realm of possibility?
I've never done it when I was a server.
No, I never did it either. I'm trying to think if I ever saw anyone else do it, though.
I'm pretty sure I would call them out in a heartbeat.
I'm telling you, it happens. And we can grab phone calls on it if you want. If you guys want to go down this yellow brick road, Loren.
The end is only going to shock and hurt everyone, so let's go ahead and walk on down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There's a disturbing story from DoorDash where the guy was delivering food, and he dug his hands in his pants, and then he then handed the food over. Now, the food was missing an egg roll, and there's speculation that he stole an egg roll.
Now, how do we know this to be true?
There's a doorbell video camera.
Oh, boy.
Guys, there's rings everywhere now. Like, just stop doing dumb stuff.
I tell all my real estate clients, I said, I just assume this house has video and audio recording you at all times.
Who'd you say that to?
All my real estate clients.
Okay, gotcha.
Let's not discuss until we leave.
Yeah, right, don't touch anything.
Yeah, I'm sure this is highly illegal, but I used to log into my nanny cams.
For when you were selling your house?
Yeah.
And see, yeah, it's so illegal, but that's fine.
So we didn't really want to go down the road of gross food stories, but yet here we are. Here we are. Heather in Huntersville wants to talk to us. Good morning, Heather.
Hey, how are you guys?
Did you see something bad?
Yeah. When I was a server up in New York, actually, one of the customers that came in was a guy that like screwed over another server. He hooked up with her and screwed her over. And she was telling a manager about it, and a manager actually hocked a loogie in this guy's food and just mixed it in.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
in front of people?
So then, what's that?
The manager did this in front of people?
There were like two or three of us standing there, like in the back of the kitchen.
I mean, basically, if you're doing that, you go, this is my last day. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, but no, she was a manager that like stayed there for a very long time.
And this person got away with it?
Yeah. It was. Ever since then, I will never go to a restaurant where, like, I have anyone with bad blood or anything like that.
See, that's the thing, Heather, is I'm like, you know, when Roy told the story 10 minutes ago, I was like, you just have to believe. You have to say, like, 85% of the restaurants, delivery people, servers, chefs are on the up and up. But there is that dark, to me, questionable gray area, 15% of the chefs having a bad day. Your pancake falls on the floor. He's not making a new one, picks it up, puts it right on the plate. But I don't know any different.
Do you ever get nervous when you send food back? You're like,
sometimes, boy. Like sometimes you just eat what you have because you don't want to annoy somebody.
Yeah.
You would have to be,
thanks,
you've
Heather.
Got to be an awful person to get something back in the kitchen and try to like take it out on the person.
Yeah. You're hitting everything at that point. You know?
And life sucks
for you. Everything is like just,
You're having a bad day and you want to take it out on someone. 704 texted in and said, guy dropped a pizza, then added more cheese and threw it in the oven to melt it and sent it back out.
That's like if you drop a steak on the floor. Just run water on it, throw it back on the grill.
Oh, hi, Kayla in York.
Hey, server for like 4 years. I've seen a lot of things working where I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't say the name of your place because,
get fired for sure,
Well, not only that, but like,
The air, tell me this. I never go there.
Right.
Roy was just in York yesterday. Did you stop and eat, bud?
I did.
Oh, great. I mean, so when you heard the story about the DoorDash and you hear the story about, you know, Kim, who says the manager hocks a loogie in the food, that doesn't really surprise you?
Not at all. I've seen, like, way worse things. Sometimes as servers, you get, like, the occasional, like, tweaker that tries to apply for the job and things like that.
Okay.
Like, it's crazy what you'll see. But sometimes where your food is messed up, they'll just take it back into the kitchen, drop it in the fryer so it's completely clean, and then just re-roll something, anything. Or if, like, you order something and it's, like, missing ingredients, they'll just cut the wrap open, make a new one, and then put the same fills in.
Mm. All right, okay. Enough. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anon. Kayla, thank you. Can we stop?
Yeah, I didn't want to do it to begin with.
I know, but you know what? You got to do what the people want, Loren. If the people are calling and texting, we got to talk about it.
I know.
Okay. All right.
We're done. No, not even on the Rap Party podcast.
Not going to read any of these extra text messages?
No, I used to be a server. This one chef would go out and smoke and not wash his hands after. He also dropped fries and put them back on the plate. .. This happened a lot.
I'm never eating out again.
But here's the thing. Let's say that you, 4 years ago, ate a fry that fell on the floor that the chef put back on your plate. How do you feel?
I mean, fine. I didn't die.
Right. Therein lies the positive after all this.
Did you die?
You know what my point is? Floor fries are the best.
Okay, if that's the way you want to look at it.
Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, Ren, what is going on in Hollywood?
So I guess some of the people that work with Pete Davidson is not very happy about the preferential treatment that he's getting on SNL.
He is?
Well,
he's never in any skits.
According to sources. And they're saying that he considers Lorne Michaels as a father figure.
Oh,
and
boy.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Well, he gets a lot of time off when that's kind of unheard for Lorne. And, you know, Lorne gave him some time off to go film the Suicide Squad sequel in Atlanta. And he doesn't really pull his share of writing on the show either. A lot of people are saying it's a really cushy gig for him, to say the least.
Oh, easy, Colin Jost.
Jost. You think that's who it is?
I don't know. Is it Jost?
Jost.
Easy, Colin Jost.
I do the same thing.
Michael Che.
But yeah, Lauren recognizes that Pete is enormously valuable to the show.
He's not. He's not into much of the sketches. I'm sorry. He's not like one of the big fan faves like Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, I think if the show can go on without you, which is why I'm so afraid to go on maternity leave.
Oh my God. Here we go again. She's going to cry in a minute thinking that we're going to replace her.
Then maybe you're not as valuable as you think.
The show is going to suck this summer when you're not here, just so you know.
It will.
Thanks, buddy.
And if Pete Davidson go film a movie and no one really even noticed, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Nicole, cancel Leslie Jones for this summer. Cancel Leslie Jones. Back to you, Ren.
Okay. Nick Jonas, he was on the Today Show, and he was there to talk about The Voice, but he spilled the beans that the Jonas Brothers have a new album that is going to be coming out. Now, the record itself should be announced in the next couple weeks, and that's pretty much all he could say, but I know a lot of people will be excited that there's new music coming from the Jonas Brothers. Kelly Clarkson, she's returning as the Billboard Music host. So you can watch that in April 29th on NBC,
live from
Las Vegas. She is a good host.
Mm-hmm.
And there is somebody impersonating Ben Affleck on the celebrity dating app.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Just put his picture up there?
Well, there's an imposter, and some people are saying it's just a lookalike, but he's taking advantage of that situation, so.
Okay.
Yeah. And Lady Gaga should have a new single out on Friday. So if you want more information on celebrity gossip, you can head to kiss951.com, brought to you by Sona Dermatology and MedSpa.
Thank you so much, Loretta.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.